Hi there, this is Kathy York, and we're going to pick up this month where we left off last month. We discussed the word GOAL as an acronym, getting, organized, and leading. And since then, you've worked on a mini project to help you jumpstart 2024. You've written down three of your I want to items, thinking about them now instead of waiting for January 1st. Good for you. Today we'll discuss heading in the right direction for achieving objectives, not just setting them. Goal 9, are your 2024 resolutions workable? Now, you're already creating non-overwhelm for next year, which is so sweet. And if the three goals you wrote down last month are workable, you are way ahead of the game. Feels good, doesn't it? Well, now it's time for the first step in reaching an objective. And when I talk about things being workable, I'm talking about reasonable, practical, and sensible. Now, quick story. During my Goals Accountability Blueprint training, I cautioned my students that there is a workable and not so workable version of reaching their number one goal. For example, take the often heard comment, I want to lose weight. A not so workable solution is eating only one plain salad each day. Oof. And you and I probably know those people. Now, a workable path includes the ability, and that's assuming they're a healthy human and their doctor says it's okay, the ability to make reasonable, practical, and sensible lifestyle changes. Okay, let's take a look at some workable solutions to weight loss and then apply them to your three goals, whatever they happen to be. Okay, first of all, reasonable. Can a person reasonably attain the objective within the time frame allowed? When it comes to the weight loss, here's the example. Someone will say, I want to lose 70 pounds or 32 kilograms over this next year, or maybe over 18 months. And that reasonableness comes in there at the end, next year, or maybe over 18 months. Now, the practical side of it, they might say, I have the time to take a half mile walk each evening, and I will quit eating bread for snacks. I won't deny myself at a special event, but I'll be careful with what I eat. Okay? Sensible. I will work up to that half mile for 1 month. If I can go farther, I will. If I need to back off a little bit, I will. I can stretch this goal beyond 1 year. So there is an example of reasonable, practical, and sensible. So now your mini project for November, and please have it ready to go by December 1st, think of the three goals or resolutions, if you prefer, you created last month. For each one, add this information in your notebook. Now, take as much space as you need, but be as concise as possible. You'll say, for example, goal number one or resolution number one. And then underneath that, I know my goal is reasonable because, and finish that sentence. And I have it here for you, so you can just key that in or write it in. Well, hopefully writing it in, right, in your notebook. Secondly, my practical steps to get there are, and then for this objective, sensible equals what? And then repeat that for all three aims and review your list often over this next month. And if you do, I think you will be pleased when you see December's post. Hey, thanks for stopping by. When you complete this month's mini project, you should be well on your way to having three New Year's resolutions ready for January 1st. If you missed the first article in this series, I do have a link here for you so you can catch up. Now, would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this post? I would appreciate that. Also, subscribe so you won't miss future goals tips, and I'll also send you an alert when the final post in this series is available in December. Now, my promise, no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. You're welcome to contact me if you have questions about this post, and that email is kyork@kathyyork.com. And please remember, Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. I hope to hear from you soon. Let's chat.